the question was asked about this particular year. Why is it that even though we have multiple opportunities to catch up to Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, nevertheless we pass through Tezri Metzora, Achrei Mos Kedoshim, and wait all the way in to Behar B'Chukosai in order that the two places, Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael, should match up when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah? So just a little bit of background. The following takes place, or this year's calendar takes place, in a year that's called by the experts in the calendar a Heichav Zayin, out of the 14 possible permutations of the yearly Jewish calendar. So this is one of the years. It's called a Heichav Zayin. He means that Rosh Hashanah falls out on Thursday. The months are Chaf or Kaf Kisidron, where we alternate between Mali and Chaser, meaning every month is 29 or 30, 29, 30, 29, 30, alternating. We don't have a month where it's the next month or 30 days in a row or 29 days, two in a row. Rather, we alternate 29, 30. It's Kisidron. And finally, Zion is that Pesach falls out on Shabbos, the seventh day of the week. This is, in fact, the most common of all possible years, occurring around 18% of the time. And the next one will be in a bunch of years in Tavshin Pei Tes. This is Tavshin Ayin Ches, so it'll be in 11 years from now. When Chutz La'aretz falls behind Eretz Yisrael in the Seder Parshios, so again, the question is, why do we wait until Behar B'Chukosai to catch up to Eretz Yisrael when there are many double Parshios that are passed over? It also makes it difficult nowadays when so many Jews travel back and forth to Eretz Yisrael and the Parshios get mixed up, issues with Shnai Mikra, making sure you catch up on laning, things like that. And also, of these three possible Parshios, whether it's Tezri Metzora, Achrei Mos Kedoshim, or Behar B'Chukosai, Behar B'Chukosai is the shorter of the three combinations, and it would make sense to break up the other two longer leanings that make the davening even longer instead of breaking up the shortest one, which is Behar B'Chukosai, only making the question stronger. So we need a little bit of a background to the general idea between the difference of leaning between Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara in Megillah Chavtesim Abay says that B'nai Eretz Yisrael, the Jews of Israel, would finish the Torah every 3 years, what we call the triannual cycle. And the Masechah Sofrim explains that the Torah was divided into 175 parshios in Eretz Yisrael, and it would be finished every 3 years. And the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tefillin Perach Gimel, implying that they would begin on Shavuos, and they would finish on Shavuos 3 years later, really creating a full Simchas HaTorah connected to the day of Kabbalas HaTorah. In Chutz La'aretz, we know, they would finish the Torah every year. Therefore, this question is really more of a modern-day question, because it never occurred to anyone ever in the days of Chazal or even in the Gonim that the Parshios should ever be equal between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. There was no concept that one would have to try to make up or have anybody on the same page. The question only arose when Eretz Yisrael decided to finish the Torah once a year, which was later in history. The first source that we have that notes that Eretz Yisrael changed the minhag of triennial every 3 years to match Chutz La'aretz is the Kafter V'Aferach in Perek Yedaled, one of the great Rishonim who discusses aspects of Eretz Yisrael and mitzvos hatzulos ba'aretz, mitzvos related to the land of Israel. And the Kafter V'Aferach says at a certain point they began to match up with Chutz La'aretz from Eretz Yisrael. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tav Chav Chas in Sif Hei cites the different minhagim of having Tezri and Metzora together, or separate, or having Behar B'Chukosai, or Achrei Mos Kedoshim, all the different aspects of the dinim when it comes to those halachas. So comes Rav Yisachar ibn Mordechai ibn Susan, who was a 16th century gadol in Morocco who moved to Eretz Yisrael, in his classic Tikkun Yisachar. The Tikkun Yisachar is a major, major source when it comes to Minhagim of the calendar and laning, and Minhagim of laning. So the Tikkun Yisachar tells us four important explanations or ideas about this particular issue of Behar B'Chukosai versus the other parshios. The first thing he says is that Tezri and Metzora should always try to be together when possible, because we don't want to have two parshios negayim. We don't want to have two parshios where we discuss negativity of different types of tumah, negayim, which represents negative aspects of the neshama, spread over 2 weeks. Rather, we should keep it all together in one parsha when possible and not break it up. So that's why in the week preceding, right after Shmini, when Eretz Yisrael could have had Tezri and Metzora separate, they didn't want to, because they don't want to have 2 weeks of negayim discussing the negative ideas represented in the Torah. The second point, Rav Yisachar ben Mordechai ibn Susan writes in the Tikkun Yisachar, is that we don't want to break up Achrei Mos Kedoshim either, because Achrei Mos Kedoshim is a din that they should be together. This is the din in Shulchan Aruch. The fact that we don't read Parsha Shmini in Chutz La'aretz when the eighth day of Pesach fell out and pushed off Shabbos, and in Eretz Yisrael they did read it because it wasn't Shabbos, is based on a minag. This is the minag avosein b'yadeinu, the minag of Jews in Chutz La'aretz to keep 2 days of Yontif. This is what we call Yontif Shein Shagalios, and this is a minag, a custom that we were makabel on ourselves in Chutz La'aretz. Says the Tikkun Yisachar, a minag should never be the cause of changing the din. If the din is the case that Achrei Mos Kedoshim should be together, then the minhag of what we do in Chutz La'aretz should not force any din should have to change. The minhag should never push aside the din in Shulchan Aruch, and therefore Achrei Mos Kedoshim should ideally not be broken up. Now, Bahar B'Chukosai are separated. Why? Not because we want Eretz Yisrael to match Chutz La'aretz, rather because the Gemara and Megillah on Lamed Aleph and Beis tells us that Ezra enacted for the Jewish people that they should read the parshios of the klalos that are recorded in Vayikra before Shavuos, and the parsha of the klalos that are recorded in Dvarim before Rosh Hashanah. Why? So that the year should conclude together with the klalos, the curses, and be out of the way, and the new year should begin without any negative readings that comes with the curses. So the Gemara asks, I understand regarding the Tochacha that's recorded in Dvarim, there's a relevance to the reason. It makes sense. In order the new year should conclude together with the Tochacha for Rosh Hashanah, and clearly beginning a new year without all these clothes, the clothes put behind us. However, with regard to the Tochacha, that's recorded in Vayikra, says the Gemara. So what relevance does that have over here? Who cares that the clothes in Vayikra should be finished before Shavuos? So is that to say Shavuos is a new type of year? It's a different type of time? So the Gemara says, yes, in fact, Shavuos is also a new year. The Mishnah Rosh Hashanah says, Zayin Amanal tells us that on Shavuos, there is Nidun al HaPeros for the tree. The tree are judged for their fruit, which indicates that Shavuos also has the status of a new year. So we see that there is an aspect of a separation between Shavuos and the days beforehand. Therefore, says the Tikkun Yisachar, in order to make sure that this happens, we separate Bahar B'Chukosai to stress the idea that the Bahar B'Chukosai is the one being separated to make sure we fit in, or we expand, or we detract, to make sure that those readings at the end of the Sefer Vayikra fits together. And this is done to highlight the idea that we're doing it specifically connected to Shavuos. So we separate the parshios, so we keep the parshios together, specifically in the time before Shavuos, to highlight this idea based on the Gemara and the end of Megillah. The last point that Tikkun Yisachar says is that if you force Eretz Yisrael to switch right away to match up with Chutz La'aretz, meaning right after Pesach is over, the next week, Eretz Yisrael says, look, we need to make sure we're like our brethren in Chutz La'aretz. Let's go and separate Tazria Metzora so that we can fit together and make sure we match up with Chutz La'aretz. He says that is not a proper idea. We always need to stress the maila or the greatness of Eretz Yisrael, the chashivas of Eretz Yisrael over Chutz La'aretz. It should never appear that Eretz Yisrael is bending to the will of Chutz La'aretz, that Eretz Yisrael is kafuf, is lower than Chutz La'aretz. And therefore, if we were to change the parshas right after we fell behind from Eretz Yisrael, from Chutz La'aretz, it would appear that Eretz Yisrael is immediately trying to go and serve Chutz La'aretz, and that's not appropriate. Therefore, we push it off way down the line a number of months in order that no one should think that we're trying to have Chutz La'aretz be in charge and telling Eretz Yisrael what to do, and therefore we try to make it further down the line, not so close to Pesach, so it shouldn't appear that Eretz Yisrael is trying to bend to Chutz La'aretz. The Shar HaMefaked of the Avbasin of Mitzrayim, Rav Rafal Aaron Ben Shimon, so he says that in most years the double parshios are kept together. That's the things should be. Achrei Mos Kedoshim Tazri Mitzor Bahar B'Chukosai. Therefore, he says, in order to keep the appearance of what is the usual minhag and the way the minhag should be, we postpone the breaking of the parshios until the last available moment. We always want to keep the din as long as possible, and only when we have to will we change it at that last available time. I'd like to suggest two other possibilities. The first is that one could suggest that Tazria and Metzora have similar themes to each other, and therefore they make sense, they should go together. Tazria and Metzora are both about Negayim, and they're both about aspects related to Tzaras. Achrei Mos Kedoshim are also very similar, dealing with arayos, appropriate relationships, aspects of Kedusha. Therefore, they perhaps also, we want to maintain them together as long as possible. But Bahar B'Chukosai aren't really similar at all, different in Yanim. They do relate to different aspects of Kedushas Aretz, but really, Bahar B'Chukosai have many different mitzvot that aren't necessarily related one to another, and therefore it makes sense perhaps that we want to separate them as opposed to the other parshios that are thematically related. It's also important to note that we always end a parsha with a davar tov, whether it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, amongst the respected aliyahs by themselves, or even any parsha in the Torah, we try to end any parsha on a positive idea. If you break up Tazria Metzora, then that means Parshas Tazria will end with the word litamo, that it should be tameh. And that is certainly not a positive idea to end the parsha reflecting on the idea of impurity and tumah. If you break up Achrei Mos with Kedoshim, then Achrei Mos will end with the phrase velo titamu, again, reflecting on the idea of tumah, not appropriate way to end the parshos, if possible. However, Bahar ends with the phrase U'miktashi siro ani Hashem, tiro ani Hashem, that you should fear the Mikdash I'm Hashem. That's a beautiful idea, that we should fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu and have a relationship with the Mikdash and those aspects of Kedusha. Therefore, it's preferable, if available, to break up Bahar B'chukosai, because you'll end the Parsha on a negative, on a positive idea, not a negative idea, and that will reflect better on the halacha of ending the Parsha with a Dover Tov.